It is day number 210 out of 365 for the year, and 3 days till OneFest. Yeah, Friday and Saturday, broadcasting live there Friday morning and all weekend long throughout the day on Friday and starting at 7 in the morning on Saturday and continuing on. And don't forget, for the first time ever, introducing the live OneFest on-air after party, 10 to midnight, Dawson and I, Friday and Saturday night here on WWIB. 12 giveaways Friday night, 9 more on Saturday, 21 in all. We're just going to be continually doling out prizes, OneFest-related prizes. So this is the place to be, Friday and Saturday night, 10 to midnight. Okay, today in history, today, I don't know what's on my mind this morning. There's a couple of things, but I think we're going to kind of truck right along towards July 29th, day number 210. Some things in history. 1914, transcontinental telephone service began with the first phone conversation between New York and San Francisco. That was a big deal. Oh, the things we take for granted now. 1965, the Beatles' second film, Help, had its royal premiere at London's Pavilion Theater. And on this day in 1975, President Gerald R. Ford became the first U.S. president to visit the site of the Nazi concentration camp Auschwitz in Poland. Noteworthy, I guess, because later, when he was in a debate with Carter in 76, didn't he? It wasn't a miscue he had, I think, was related to Poland. All right. Also, on this date, we're going to take you back to 1981. Who remembers the royal wedding? Yeah, Britain's Prince Charles married Lady Diana Spencer on this day, 1981. Yes, 44 years ago at St. Paul's Cathedral in London, the Archbishop of Canterbury, Robert Runcie, led the ceremony.
Charles Philip Arthur George, wilt thou have this woman to thy wedded wife?
I will.
Diana Francis, wilt thou have this man to thy wedded husband?
I will.
Yeah, it was a big deal. Started early in the morning. They're, 6 hours ahead of us, so it was early in the morning. I didn't get up early and watch. A lot of people did. A lot of people did. And sadly, the royal couple separated in 1992, 11 years later, and then 4 years after that, divorced in 96. And tragically, Diana killed in a Paris car crash in 1997. She died around the same time that Mother Teresa did, 28 years ago then. I want to say right around November of 97. It is July 29th, and we're turning to Robert Morgan's On This Day for our devotional this morning. Today is titled Stokely's Slave. Robert has an incredible ability of telling stories from Christian history and tying in that particular day, as he'll do again here. Richard Allen grew up in slavery, toiling alongside parents and siblings on Stokely's Sturgis's Delaware farm. The family was broken up before Richard became an adult. Mr. Sturgis sold Richard's mother and three of his siblings, and Richard never saw them again. Heavy-hearted, he followed a crowd into the fields one day to hear a Methodist preacher. I was brought to see myself poor, wretched, and undone, he wrote, shortly after I obtained mercy through the blood of Christ. Richard Allen soon purchased his freedom and commenced as an itinerant Methodist evangelist. In 1786, he joined the staff of Philadelphia St. George's Methodist Episcopal Church, the mother church of American Methodism. He conducted the 5 a.m. Sunday services when his powerful preaching brought many blacks to St. George's. White parishioners felt uneasy, and African-American worshipers were gradually denied seating, being forced to stand along the walls during services. Still, the church grew and a building expansion became necessary. And the first morning in the refurbished auditorium, Allen took his seat in the new balcony. As the congregation knelt for prayer, he heard a scuffle. A church trustee was pulling blacks to their feet, trying to force them from the gallery. "Wait until the prayer is over," whispered a disturbed worshiper, "and we'll trouble you no more." But the trustee only increased his efforts. Allen and his friends left, vowing never to return to St. George's. They were without a church, and Allen had no job. He hired out as a chimney sweep, then opened a shoemaker's shop, but his spare time was devoted to preaching the gospel and serving the black community. His heroic efforts during the yellow fever epidemic of 1793 so impressed the Philadelphians that tensions eased with St. George's. With the church's blessing, Allen assembled a group of black Christians on this day, July 29th, 1794, in a converted blacksmith shop. The Bethel African Methodist Episcopal Church was formed. The mother Church of the African Methodist Episcopal Church, now known throughout the world. Allen became the first consecrated bishop in the growing movement, which today is among the largest Methodist groups on earth. Closing thoughts from Philippians 2. Live in harmony by showing love for each other. Be united in what you think as if you were only one person. Don't be jealous or proud, but be humble and consider others more important than yourselves. Care about them as much as you care about yourselves and think the same way that Christ Jesus thought. Stokely's Slave, kind of the history of the African Methodist Episcopal Church born out of racism here on WWIB. Well, we've talked to him for 6 years now, many Mondays, but it's a Tuesday. This will be apparently our last visit for a while. So wipe the tears away. Drew Frelich, stand-up comic, pastor, author, former counselor from Michigan. Detroit, good morning, Detroit. It's
hey.
Drew,
hey.
Actually.
What's going on, Mark? How you doing?
So
this is
the family's
is
ready to move to Colorado, huh?
Yep. We're moving out. I have 5 days left working at the church, so.
Okay.
It's crazy. Yeah, I was thinking about this segment and, like, thinking about today, and I was thinking, you know, we've been doing this for 6 years.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, what is the worst segment we've ever done, and what was the best segment we've ever done?
What do you have? What's the answer?
The worst segment, you probably don't even remember this, but it sticks out in my mind. It was the height of COVID. You know, we did it all through COVID.
Yeah.
And there was unrest and a global pandemic, and everyone was at home, and it was very tense. And you called me one morning, and you're like, "Hey, Drew, calling from Wisconsin, what you got?" And I told this joke about the governor of Michigan,
okay.
And it fell so flat. It was like the most tone-deaf joke.
Oh,
and I thought, well, that's it. You know, it was nice knowing Mark. He's never going to call me.
We stayed with you. We stayed with you.
You stuck with me through thick and thin.
Yeah.
And then the best segment we've ever done, in my opinion, my humble opinion, is when Dan Campbell first became the Lions coach.
Yeah.
And he was just like, I feel like he gave us so much content.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had the time when I read the poem that I wrote when the Packers beat the Lions and all the just like crazy things he said. And he was really a blessing to the show.
How about when you had Abner on the air telling a joke or two? That was good.
Oh yeah. I forgot about that. That was good too.
Yeah.
Abner, he stole the show. My wife, I think came on one time.
Oh yeah. She did great. Yeah.
We had, Josiah Jones came on at some point.
And he's continued to climb in the comic world, hasn't he?
He's still out there doing his thing. And then we had one other random guest. I can't remember who it was. It might have been Big Mike from the gym, I think, called in one time.
Your dad was never on with us?
We never had my dad.
Okay.
That he's too spicy for radio,
And your
for
mom?
Radio, I think.
Your mom?
Did who you knows? Ever? We never did.
Okay.
Who knows what they would say? That would make me a little nervous.
Well, you raised the humor level here in Western Wisconsin, and you helped, evaluate our jokes on Make Us Laugh Monday.
Oh, I love you guys.
And so, but you're going to the mountain time zone, so I'm just trying to think. Right now, 6:45, so it's going to be like 5:45 there if we talk to you. So instead of being an hour ahead of us, you'll be an hour behind us. So
we'll make it happen once in a while.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can commit to weekly,
right,
but
absolutely.
We'll definitely, I'll become caller Drew. You know what I mean? We're getting a call from Denver, Colorado.
Let's go to Drew in Denver.
Denver.
You have this thing with living in cities that start with a D, Detroit, and now Denver. So.
Yeah, there we go.
All right.
So we'll talk to you soon. It's not goodbye. It's just see you later.
Yep. I'm trying to see if we can get a little Bob Hope. Thanks for the memories. All right. Thank you, Drew. We love you, brother.
All right. Take care. Love you guys.
Keep them laughing.
Thanks for the memory of sentimental verse. Nothing in my purse. And chuckles when the preacher said, for better or for worse.
How lovely it was. Thanks for the memory of Schubert's serenade, little things of jade, and traffic jams and anagrams and bills we never paid.
How lovely hit white.
Well, on some of these scorching hot days we've had recently, do you ever feel like even inside your home, wow, I just can't get comfortable because it's so hot? And maybe, Pavel, you and I as dads, I think sometimes we're like, you don't need to set the temperature any lower than that. Let's just leave it where it's at. And you know, there are solutions, apparently, and they're dairy-based.
But I would feel like my wife would look at me somewhat askance if I suggested, well, I don't know, we did a segment this morning saying yogurt can lower your house temperature.
Yogurt, an expert in healthy buildings at Loughborough University in England, conducted an experiment on two identical test houses.
Yeah, the study tested the application of yogurt. Yes, I mean, where did this come from?
Who thinks of that?
Hey, what if we tried yogurt on the windows of one house to determine its effect on indoor temperature?
So again, I don't know if they're like, hey, let's go with the Greek, let's go with the plain or a little bit of honey or strawberry, but they spread yogurt. The results indicated that the house with yogurt spread on the windows was on average 1.1 degrees Fahrenheit cooler, reaching a maximum difference of 6.3 degrees Fahrenheit during hot and sunny conditions. So it is significant if you splatter yogurt on your windows.
According to the lead researcher, Dr. Ben Roberts, the yogurt creates a thin film on the windows that reflects solar radiation, reducing heat transfer indoors. That's what you tell the questioning spouse. Yeah,
and
explain that.
Here's an answer to my question as well, too. The research utilized a supermarket brand Greek yogurt with a fat percentage of approximately 10%.
Yeah. There you go. Dr. Roberts noted that previous experiments with tinfoil achieved a greater temperature reduction of 9 degrees Fahrenheit to 10.8, making the yogurt results unexpectedly effective.
I'm not sure if that's going to sell, spreading a dairy-based product in the hot sun on windows.
It might be
tough. But you know what? Something to try.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Have you done it before? Let us know.
I've got to have more milk.
Your chance to win a pretty cool prize, I think, leading into OneFest in 3 days right now on the Wib Wake Up Show.
How about meet and greets for We the Kingdom? A pair of meet and greets for We the Kingdom, the Friday night headliner at OneFest 2025, this Friday night, in fact. And we want to give you the chance to meet them, if you can guess. Tuesday Trivia, 715-723-2555. Here's our question. The average one of these is nearly 30 years old. The average one of what is nearly 30 years old? 715-723-2555. The average one of these is nearly 30 years old. Two We the Kingdom meet and greets, maybe for you, maybe to bless someone else with. 715-723-2555.
Any guesses will be better than what we had last hour because we didn't have any.
Let's. We kind of got skunked.
Well, hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Kendra from Winter.
Hey, Kendra, good to hear from you. What do you think?
I'm going to guess a Bible.
A Bible?
That's
good
a great
guess.
That's a fantastic guess. Yeah. A Bible, just to hopefully somebody's digging into it. Otherwise, sometimes collecting dust. Could that be it? No, sorry.
I'm kind of thinking, I think mine actually probably would be close to 30 years old, which is why the binding is kind of falling apart and such. But thank you, Kendra. Great guess. Call us back.
My binding's falling apart. It's not 30 years old. Yeah, so 715-723-2555, 723-2555. Give us the question again.
The average one of these is nearly 30 years old. The average one of what is nearly 30 years old? What could it be?
We're meet and greets to meet We the Kingdom on Friday night. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Mark and Caleb. This is Linda from Chippewa.
Hi, Linda. You remember both of us. What is it?
Yeah, I do remember both of you. I think maybe a house.
A house, okay. The average house, nearly 30 years old.
Mine's over 100 years old. I don't know what yours is.
Like 150.
I got asked about because they're doing the hail. We're in that whole hail thing right now. Could that be it? The average house. Sorry.
Thank you, Linda. Call us back. The average one of what is nearly 30 years old for two meet and greets for We the Kingdom this Friday at OneFest.
All right. So keep those calls coming at 723-2555. We've had two guesses. That's two better than last hour. 723-2555. I had somebody else call. He told me his guess off air. So call back, sir.
The average one of what is nearly 30 years old, nearly three decades old. The average one of these, 715-723-2555. Trying to get things warmed up here for Tuesday trivia. Get the brain started. two meet and greets for We the Kingdom this Friday at OneFest on the line.
Can I just tell you what he said off the air and we'll see if it's right?
Sure.
Yeah. So if, and I don't know what we'll do with the prize, he said kitchen table.
Is it a kitchen table? The average kitchen table, nearly 30 years old. Great guess, but no. Not it.
All right.
I'm not sure where he was from. But yeah. The average one of these, nearly 30 years old, 715-723-2555, if we have not run out of time. Yeah. No, we're getting close.
Yeah, I think we'll get another one here. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Kendra again.
All right, Kendra.
What do you think?
Sorry.
That was just a preemptive buzzer. Sorry, Kendra.
I was trying to play the music. And that's the wrong music. Wow.
Hang tight, Kendra. Let's just, what would you like to guess?
Okay. All right. Well, hopefully this gets through this time. A lawnmower.
A lawnmower. That's
a lawnmower.
Good guess.
Okay.
It'd be a long-running lawnmower, but maybe a push mower. Could that be it? Okay. There we go.
All right. Sorry, Kendra, but thank you. The average one of these, nearly 30 years old. Not a lawnmower, but a great guess. Mine lasted for a while before the wheel literally fell off. So.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Marriage.
Yeah. All right. We've got another caller. Hi. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Eau Claire, Greg.
Greg, yeah. I think you were the one who gave me the
marriage.
Pardon me?
Marriage.
Marriage. Now, Greg, you're the one who had guessed kitchen table earlier, right?
Yes, we kind of gave Greg a bonus. Sure.
We did, yeah.
Yeah, because it wasn't kitchen table, but is it the average marriage nearly 30 years old? Great thought process, but not what we're looking for, Greg. But keep thinking, friend. Two great guesses.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
All right, and that's going to do it this time around. I'm getting all the bugs worked out before it's the WIB Honor after party.
The average one of these, nearly 30 years old. Keep thinking about it. We want to give someone two meet and greets at OneFest for We the Kingdom. So maybe have your tickets. Maybe say, well, man, I'm definitely going to get some tickets if I'm going to meet OneFest. We'll give you the chance to meet them if you win. It's time for Tuesday Trivia Try number 3 here on the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Havel. Your chance to win two meet and greets to OneFest 2025 for the Friday night headliner. And that is We the Kingdom. So again, if you already have your OneFest tickets, this is something to add to that. Or maybe you win this and say, man, I wasn't planning to go, but now I am because I get a chance to meet We the Kingdom and I'm going to buy those OneFest tickets. Either way, we want you to win and we want you to meet We the Kingdom. 715-723-2555 is the number to call. And the average age of what is nearly 30 years. The average age of this, nearly 30 years old. What are we talking about? 715-723-2555.
All right, to the phones we go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Hello, I'm calling from Eau Claire.
Okay, what's your name?
Jake.
All right, Jake, go ahead.
My guess is the average human.
The average human.
Okay.
That's a great guess.
Sure. Yeah. The average human, nearly 30 years old. Kind of average age across the globe. Jake from Eau Claire, not from State Farm.
That's not it. Thanks.
Talk about effective branding.
I know.
It's just immediately just.
Wow. I had to fight off to try to not say it. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Rich from Perryville.
Hey, Rich.
Hey, could it be a person getting married, bride or groom?
Okay, so not getting married to nearly 30.
And your daughter just did get married, right?
She did. She was a little ahead of the curve there.
Yeah. Younger than 30. All right, could that be it?
Yeah.
Sorry, Rich.
Good guess. The average age of what is nearly 30 years old? The average age, average of one of these is nearly 30 years old. What are we talking about?
Yeah. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Diane from Downsville.
All right, Dan, we always love alliteration. Go ahead.
First-time parent.
Okay. So the average age of somebody having a baby for the first time?
I feel like we're in a demographics class or something.
Right?
Could that be it? Sorry, Diane from Downsville.
Good thinking, though. The average one of these is nearly 30 years old.
Hi, what's your name? Where are we calling from? Boy, I've said that twice now.
Hey,
where
Brian
are we
from Oliva. I'm thinking house windows.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
And then say, need to get them replaced, right?
Window Depot USA of Northwest Wisconsin. Call our friend John. I can do that, too.
We got an advertiser answer for
State
everything.
State Farm gets it free, but.
Yeah. Thank you, John, from Window Depot. Could that be it? It's not.
The average one of these, nearly 30 years old. What are we talking about? Good guess is there.
You guys have been there this time around. It took a little warming up. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Corey, and I'm calling from Boyd.
Corey from Boyd. All right, what do you got for a guess?
The refrigerator. your refrigerator.
Yeah, average refrigerator, 30 years old. That's a good guess. Could that be it?
I really hope my fridge lasts that long. We had to replace our old one. One of those ones that seems like it's going to outlive you, but it didn't. Uh-huh. So,
hey, three more guesses here this morning. So, hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Levi, and I'm calling from Phillips.
All right. Good to hear from you in Phillips.
Yeah, I'm going to say car.
Car, the average age.
Just thinking, I'm driving car a 21-year-old vehicle right now, so... Could that be it? Sorry.
Thank you, Levi. Appreciate the call from up in Phillips. The average one of these is nearly 30 years old. The average one of what is nearly 30 years old?
All right. I thought maybe you guys were done with guessing, but we got another one. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Frank from Eau Claire.
Hey, Frank.
How about a mortgage?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, because the 30-year mortgage.
Sure.
So, yeah. Could that be it? Sorry, Frank.
But again, you guys are thinking, and this wasn't an easy question to come up with responses to, and you guys are really doing great.
It's the last. Thank you, Coach. This is the last.
Encouraging. That's what we do.
Guess here this morning. Are we going to have a winner on Tuesday? If we are, you're going to be it. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Sherry from Whitehall.
Sherry, all right, Sherry, we want you to meet you. We the Kingdom.
Yeah,
come on now.
We do.
Okay, I'm guessing your roof.
Your roof, yeah.
Okay, we heard windows. Could it be your roof?
I said I was in the midst of that hail thing, and I had that call from the claims guy the other day. He's like, yeah, it was 2010, I think, for our roof. So could that be it? It's not, sorry. So.
But good guessing, and we'll give you another chance on a Win It Wednesday. A Win It Wednesday chance to meet We the Kingdom. Get your OneFest tickets, and we might just be upgrading you of sorts with a chance to meet the Friday night headliner at OneFest this Friday night. The average one of what? Nearly 30 years old. Be thinking about that overnight.
We'll start it off again tomorrow morning after 7:15, and if we need to, a hint at 7:45.